Hello, and welcome back to Dirty Little Secrets. My name is Mishka, and I started this podcast a while back with stories from my neighbors because it was always constantly something. They were hilarious, but, you know, I decided to just start this podcast. And then I caught COVID, and I kind of drifted off. It took me a while to get back. And so here I am. But I wanted to steer away a little bit from how I started the podcast. And the reason for that is, while it is a story from my neighbor, it had me thinking of my own family and of, you know, little things that I go through and within my family that I'm actually living through my neighbors. And I decided to kind of shift the dynamic of the podcast a little bit and take it from there and see where it takes me. So before I get started with the new direction that I'm taking with this podcast, let me get with this podcast. I'm so sorry. Let me tell you the story that prompted this new shift. So my neighbor next door, her name is Sandra. She has three teenagers. She has three boys. The oldest one is in his mid-20s, I want to say 23, 24. He has the middle one, which is a really good friend of my son. He is 20. And he has a younger one, which is about 15, I believe. Maybe a little younger, but he I want to say 15. So it was a Saturday, and, you know, everyone's going grocery shopping, putting their groceries in. The neighbor across the street from me, she's gardening. The neighbor to my left, she's cleaning her car. And it's a regular Saturday. And all of a sudden, there's an outburst. There's a whole lot of F-bombs and B-words and a whole lot of cursing and a whole lot of noise and a whole lot of violence. And so it immediately caught my attention because Sandra, she's a fairly quiet person. Her husband is, to be honest, I rarely see him. That's how quiet he is. And the other two kids are decent kids. And the reason why, you know, this is important to me, it's because my family mirrors their family. It's basically the same structure, the same dynamic. So what happened is, it's their oldest son that's going on a rampage because the mother asked him to clean his room. And apparently she went into his room and she proceeded to clean the room because she has been asking him to clean his room for weeks and he hasn't been cleaning his room. And insects and worms and stuff are crawling out of his room. So she took it upon herself that Saturday to clean his room. He spent the night out with friends and he walked in and realized that the mother not only cleaned his room, but threw away a whole lot of his stuff, right? And he started cursing her and telling her how she's a bitch and she's horrible and she has no right to go into his room and to throw away stuff. She has no right. This is his room. And he started breaking stuff. He kicked the front door and, you know, a whole lot of drama. So it got me thinking because I am and the same situation with my oldest son. We are living a similar situation with him, although it's for something, you know, we're having argument with different things, but it created a whole lot of drama. And so the dad comes out and is trying to restrain him. And he slaps the dad, like slaps him and punches him. And it started to be like a fist fight, right? So here's the poor lady, she's on the phone calling the police and, you know, and all of that good stuff. So it got me thinking, I am in the same situation. Here she is next door having to deal with that mess. And why are we dealing with this as parents? to a 24-year-old. He's not a baby, you know? And why are we here? How did we end up in this situation, right? Okay, so now that you have the story, I want to get into what maybe we're not doing as parents or what we're doing too much of as parents. Because, oh, and before I get to that, the other thing that caught my attention. So Sandra called the police and the police came, right? And do you believe, can you believe that she almost got arrested and charged with a felony because she went into his room and took his stuff? So technically, basically, the way the cop was explaining it to her was that it's considered theft because his room is his private property and she's not allowed to go into his room, right? And so this is where, first of all, that's the whole reason why I wanted to make this episode and talk about this, because to me it's problematic, right? So just for context, I am going to tell you what my situation is with my son, and so that you more or less see where I'm coming from with this. My son is 23 and he is smoking weed, right? And so one of the things that, you know, we part of the rules to our house was that we don't want the smoking in the house. We don't want the weed in the house. We don't want any of that inside our house. Like, I'm not telling him not to smoke. He's obviously an adult and he's free to do whatever he wants, but I just don't want it to happen in my house. I don't want to smell the weed. I don't want to wake up to smoke in my house. I just don't want it. And so, which is one of the things that, you know, we made it adamant that we go through his room every so often just to make sure that there is no drugs in the house, right? So I am working literally two jobs. My husband is working like it's almost two jobs because he's constantly at work just so that we can give ourselves a comfortable life so that we can have a nice home to come into, so that we can enjoy this house as a family, so that we can be happy when we enter this house, right? So now I'm thinking about Sandra's situation because we've been in my son's room quite often and we have taken some of his weed and we've thrown them out because this is one of the rules that we've established that we don't want it in the house. So I'm thinking that I'm working hard. He's not paying a dime. He's not helping us with the bills. He's not helping us keep the house clean. He's not helping us with anything. Yet, I can be charged for implementing the rules that I've established for my house, the house that I'm working hard to have, to maintain, right? And I have to accept the rudeness, I have to accept the arrogance, I have to accept the, you know, the physical violence because he basically has more rights than I do, right? And so this is why, you know, I'm here thinking we as parents, we are being way too lenient and way too soft with our kids. We are giving them too much power. And I'm blown away with this TikTok thing. It's a whole vibe for me. I'm, you know, looking at these videos with parents going with gentle parenting, with giving kids their own space and giving kids the right to do certain things, giving kids privacy. And I'm wondering, are we being more affecting our kids more negatively as opposed to positively? Because the way I look at it, right? This is the whole reason why they grow up in a family. They grow up in a structured family. It's to teach them how to live out in the world, right? Because till today, I cannot see where there's gentle adulting, because we're giving those gentle parenting at home, giving them safe spaces. But what happens when they go out in the world and they drive drunk and the cops stops them? Like, they don't give them a special space to get arrested. They are arrested right there out in the open, and their pictures are on social media, it are all over the internet, their mugshots. Or if they go to work and they do a half-ass job, they get fired. Why are we giving them a false idea of life, a false impression of society at home, and then expect them to become, I don't know, normal citizens out in the world? I mean, I don't know. And this is my train of thought. And I don't know if this podcast allows for you to leave comments or thoughts or ideas. And I would like to expand on that type of family situation, because for the life of me, I don't get it. So my friends, thank you for accepting me back. I will be posting a podcast hopefully every Sunday, and as I go, I will try to publish podcasts more often. So for right now, look out for our Sunday neighbor drama and family dynamic type of conversation. All right, so thank you so much, and I will talk to you next Sunday.